You're listening to SBS News.
Well, that one's Mum at work, because that's not a picture she had at home. That's her ready to go to work. She's at work.
At a family home in Canberra, Alex Reed flicks through old photos of his mother, Nancy. In her youth, she was a beaming and devoted nurse, at one stage working with the legendary surgeon Sir Edward, or Weary, Dunlop, to care for returned World War II soldiers, then working in aged care, only to spend her last year in a Canberra facility where her son says he witnessed serious shortages of staff and other resources.
I even had to supply my own incontinent pads because there was limits on the number of incontinent pads that were available. That's just unacceptable. And I heard people calling out from the room that the podiatrist used, which was in fact the linen cupboard area. And I went down and looked in and found a lady screaming. And I said, what's going on? Oh, I'm cutting her toenails. And I could see that they were slightly bleeding. And I said, mate, why, you're obviously hurting her. Why are you doing it that low? And he said, because there's not enough funding to get me in here as regularly as I need to just trim them lightly.
The Royal Commission into Aged Care begins its third round of public hearings in a fortnight in Sydney. Since February, commissioners have heard hours of sometimes heartrending accounts of neglect or abuse among some 1,700 written submissions. The resumption of hearings has triggered mixed feelings in former nurse Marie Burneth, now an associate professor of nursing at Charles Sturt University in Wagga Wagga. She's keen to be heard. At the same time, she's pessimistic that a system she says is profit-driven and treats older Australians as commodities can change. In 2006, Dr. Burneth says she shifted her family to another town, fearing for her safety, after years of vocal complaints to aged care facilities.
At a meeting of 14 managers across the organisation, when I told them of my concerns of what I'd been hearing from staff, one of the senior managers said, Marie, I would like to shoot you. I would like to shoot you with rubber bullets. And to make it worse, no one said anything about that. It was just silence after she had said that.
Alex Reed had originally decided not to contribute to the Royal Commission, fearful of reviving painful memories of his mother, who died in early 2010 at the age of 86.
It brought back a lot of emotions for me, and that's why I guess I was a bit reluctant to be involved in it. However, talking to you and talking to Maria, it was clear that if things haven't changed, I needed to put something in, so that's what I did.
But others say the trauma felt by many relatives exceeds the capacity of the Commission's support services.
The people who've already been traumatised, that trauma they live with, that can't be eradicated. And so having to revisit what they've gone through in the past just makes it more difficult. So those people would need long-term counselling, not a one-off session.
Craig Gear is chief executive of a peak national body, the Older Persons Advocacy Network.
The Royal Commission is doing a great job, I think, with the resources and the timeframes that it's got. What was missing was, I suppose, the pathways to get out to people. We've had people who wanted to bring their story forward, and then as they sat down and were working themselves to write out their story or recall those issues, it became really traumatic for them and they didn't want to go forward.
After what he says was months of lobbying, his group this month received extra federal funding to help people make submissions, to give phone advice, and to provide referrals to free or low-cost counselling services. With an estimated one-third of Australians accessing aged care coming from culturally diverse backgrounds, the Royal Commission accepts submissions in languages other than English. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils, FECA, is another group that's been allocated funding to raise awareness and trust in the Commission and to create toolkits for making submissions.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.